General and residential appraisers in Missouri are required to use these guidelines as well as MAI appraisers. And those appraisals dictate the methodology that is used for a particular property. A cost approach may be relevant in a brand new property when you don't have any comparable sales or anything like that. The trouble with the cost approach is the minute that you build a building and you decide how much it costs to build it, it begins to depreciate. And the problem that mass appraisal has and assessors in Missouri have is they don't have any way to gauge depreciation. Depreciation must be based on market statistics. In other words, you have to say, I've got a brand new building that was built in 2022. This one was built 10 years before. It's the same identical building. We're able to isolate the depreciation, and it's 10%, and we've got proof of those statistics. The assessor's not able to do that. And it's not just this assessor. No assessor is able to do that. And that's why the cost approach is not a proper approach to value, and that's why the USPAP says that it can't be used. These properties, as I said, they're bought and sold based on their ability to produce income. I'm not surprised that this property had bad numbers during COVID, and the information these talk about in a listing. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about. I haven't seen it, but it's very likely hearsay, and it might be a broker trying to puff up the value of the property. But I don't think any of that's relevant, and it's also not relevant that this property was owned by the Myers before, because the statute doesn't say the owner, it says the property. So that's not a relevant argument. The only way to properly assess a commercial property is by the income approach, and it's really tough for assessors to do that. I mean, Missouri's a non-disclosure state. The only counties that require disclosure in Missouri are Jackson County, St. Louis County, and St. Louis City, maybe St. Charles. But the rest of the state, you don't have to disclose your income and expense information. And it's always created a challenge for the assessor to be able to value these properties. And that in prior years, when I've done tax appeals, the Taney County has hired a private appraiser to go and to do these properties, because the assessor's office just doesn't have the manpower, the equipment, the technology, and frankly, the experience to do it. And that's why they go ahead and get somebody that's a licensed appraisal, that's an MAI, a general certified appraiser that goes by the USPAP guidelines. So, we go back to the statute. There's nothing to show an increase in value. There's no hard evidence at all. And that and frankly, that goes for every one of these six properties.
Were all of these properties appealed the last tax cycle? And do you have attached to these the decision from the State Tax Commission and all?
No, it wasn't the State Tax Commission. It was the BOE, and the statute says Board of Equalization or State Tax Commission. So these all went to the BOE, all six of them, and in 2021. So it's the same argument six times. So.
Well, and what's happened in the last 2 years as far as, I mean, since COVID is not here, I'd have to rely on you guys as the price value of hotels. You know, I'm not sure, and I don't know what the assessor has as far as that goes. I'm looking at this listing. It's on something, looks like Crexy.
And since then, we've had appraisals, and I had some information come in that actually they've disclosed how much they paid for it, the new owner. And I spoke to the new owner, and it's $2.8 million. And so I said, you know, if you think that the $1,922,000 is too high, you can submit that too. If it's lower, I'll bring it lower. But he refused. And so when I knew that we were going out to reassess, it says that they found components that needed to be changed for structures 3 and 6. So there was a valid reason why we went out. And again, we tried to do the entire strip again, so just to make sure we were consistent.
But again, there's nothing showing that the 2021 number was used as a basis. And when you look at this, the Shipman decision, I want to read this really important quote in there about the word basis. If you'll just bear with me real quick, I want to read the exact quote. Because they go into the meaning of the word. Here it is. Section 137.345, which is the statute we're all talking about, does not define basis, and this statute has not yet been construed or interpreted by any Missouri appellate court. Statutory construction is a matter of law. The primary rule of statutory construction is to determine the legislative intent from the language used by the statute by considering the plain and ordinary meaning of the words used therein. Where the language is clear and unambiguous, we will give effect to the language as written and will not engage in statutory construction, which is what kind of I think we're leaning on here. This court presumes that the legislature intended that every word, clause, sentence, and provision of that statute have effect and should be given meaning. Conversely, we presume that the legislature did not include excess language or idle verbiage in a statute. Courts are not authorized to read a legislative intent into a statute that is contrary to the intent made evident by the plain and ordinary meaning of the statutory language. In other words, the basis is the basis. You have to show that that's where you start and move up from that. And everything that's been presented today doesn't do that.
You have a response?
Okay. So we started in 2020 at $1.6 million. Mr. Meyer brought in his financials, which he did himself. I never got to see his P&L. He just gave me, and it's in your section, it says QIW on it. And he just put down numbers, which came out as all negative. So the basis of looking at whether I need to reassess this is I questioned the numbers in the first place, and it brought it down a whole lot. And he showed negative values for 2018, 2019. We expected 2020 because, again, it was COVID. Everybody had problems there. But 2021 was a banner year. It's the biggest year for hotels and motels in Branson history. And so, and then you get into 22. So the assessor doesn't go from the one swing to another. Just because they had a great year in 21 and a bad year in 2020, which would be obvious, I have to equalize it out. And my basis, again, for going back out and reassessing, the numbers didn't make sense from what we were given. It was the numbers were based on, again, what he gave for financials. In 2020, to go from 1.6 to 957, no. And then if you look at it, it was a 95-room motel or hotel. And I believe it's 87 now because they remodeled and changed some into suites. So now I think they say 87 rooms. But again, this is consistent. It's consistent in everything that we've done. If it's 87 units, we've all the entire BOE section or this year, we have been taking units that are between 70 and 80 units on hotels, and they've been 1.8 million. So for this one, at 95 or 87, it's a high end of number of rooms. To be 1.9 is not off the mark. It is right consistent with everything we've done so far.
And respectfully, my response to that is the assessor just used the word basis twice. She said, quote, basis was that I questioned the numbers, unquote. And the second time she said basis was that the numbers didn't make sense. That's not a basis. And then she said that the 2021 was a banner year but doesn't have any data to support it. We can't just make that leap, and that's what the Shipman case calls lip service.
You know, I look at it from a banking perspective. So if they bought it for $2.8 million, they had to have some justification for paying that amount for it.
But that wasn't before the I don't know what the date.
They bought it June 5th of 2023.
Yeah, that's after the effective date of the appraisal has to be the first.
Okay. Yeah. But I look at, so the other thing I look at is I always look at I take the appraised value divided by the number of units, comes out to $22,000 per unit. To build something comparable today would be $75,000 per unit, probably.
But you can't use cost basis as we talk about.
But what do you want us to use? You say the sales price is not good. That is not good.
Respectfully, Greg, what I want the board to do is to use the 2021 number as a starting place, which is the intent of that case. And show the difference between that number and the current assessment. And you have to justify it. You can't just say, well, we think that this is fair or this is fair. You have to say, this is the amount of increase, and this is what justifies that increase.
Yeah. What was the amount, the previous amount with the state tax commission?
The BOE.
Was this one a BOE?
They're all BOEs.
Okay. What was the previous value?
363 was the...
His appraised was 957,960.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the assessed value.
Okay, the assessed value was 306,548.
The assessed value? I was looking at the appraised value.
Right, so in 2021, the appraised value is 957,960. But the year before that, in 2020, it was 1,649,504.
Okay.
And using
your cost approach, you come out with 1,922. Okay.
And can I ask, Susan, based your numbers, when you had the reduced amount for the 957 was because the income and expense that they had provided showing the loss, which I'm not seeing the 2021 numbers in here, which, as they said, they do not have to disclose. So I'm not seeing anything that would tell me that the value of what they're having come in is less than it was in 2020 or 2019 or any of the numbers, because there's nothing for us to base why the number would not go back since we are back in full swing, and they have done improvements.
Okay, were there improvements to the property between the time it was established and the time, I mean, when you went in to do your cost approach, were there improvements to the property?
Yeah, it was remodeled, and like I said, they turned several rooms into suites from being regular rooms, apparently. Plus, we had changes to the structures.
I don't know that that was done after the fact. I don't know that that was done after the sale at all.
I'm talking about after the BOE established the value of 957,960. What was done after that?
I don't know that it was done after that either. I mean, it could have been done before the 2021.
Well, I'm assuming that because there was an appeal to the BOE, the assessor had gone in to assess the property, and then when brought it to BOE because of COVID and other factors, I'm assuming at that time we made a decision to put it at 957,960. And then the assessor has gone back out, and I guess what I'm trying to, and I'm trying to follow the exact case you're talking about. What has changed since that value was established by the BOE?
And are there notes from the appraisers that describe, the difference?
I don't know, and that's my question. I don't know.
Do we know the date difference between the 95 room and the 87?
Yeah. So, per KED, that's one of my appraisers. He was here for 3 decades. He reassessed for 2023. He updated the components for structures 3 and 6. And so structure 3 and 6, and this was on October 17th, 2022, that he made note of that. And then in June of 22, I spoke with the new owner to see if we could come to an agreement, but he did not want to provide any information. And so structure 3 and 6. Structure 3 is, or structure 6, it says it's a club. And then structure 3 appears to be the main office building, and then we also had changes to the motel itself with the changing.